Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks on a Victory Tuesday, presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and to apply today. Joining us in just about an hour, Pete Haley, who covers the Washington football team for NBC Sports Washington. Head coach Ron Rivera slated to be on with us in just about a minute.
He's always prompt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, I want to thank everybody who joined us on Facebook Live yesterday. Courtesy of PenFed. There was a lot of good joning online. Jason has a lamp on his refrigerator that we're still flabbergasted by.
Yep.
We got to come up with
the lamp. By the way, we never turn the lamp on either.
I don't know why.
Decoration.
Is it even plugged in?
I think she just put it there because it was maybe somewhere else.
I don't know. I don't really think about it, to be honest with you.
Clearly you don't.
Yeah.
I think we got to come with more material for those things because we don't prep for it like a show. No. Right? We're just hanging out.
Exactly.
It's a hangout. And then, you know, I just feel dumb. Just,
I'll let you prep for it.
I mean, if we're going to do it,
fire some questions.
Yeah. Well, because JP said he was going to answer,
I try to. It's hard because they come in so fast. Yeah. Dude, there was 1,000 comments.
Yeah.
1,000 comments.
I don't even want to look at them.
Was there one person making 1,000 comments that was watching?
No.
Right, we're now going to go to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined by Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington football team, presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Absolutely the best for absolutely the best service. Call 877-CALL-FUR or go to FHFUR.com online. Good morning, Coach. How are you this morning?
Tired.
I'm very sure you tired. Are.
What time did you, Coach, what time did you get to sleep?
Sometime after 2 a.m.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. He didn't get up at 4,
though.
He probably got up.
What time did you get up?
What time do I get up? I got up at 5:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
It's been a solid three and a half hours.
Do you watch any of the playback, or do you do that this morning?
Hello?
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know if you can hear me. After a game like that, do you review any of the film last night, or do you wait until today?
No, I wait until today. I'll be starting that pretty soon. The biggest thing more than anything else, like if we travel, we'll watch the game right after on the airplane.
Right.
That helps you kill the 2.5-3 hour flight.
Right.
Typically. And it's good because, you know, when you're on the plane, you can't go anywhere, so you might as well work.
Can't be distracted.
Did you have a pop post game last night?
I don't know if he can remember. I don't know if he can have.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No. Are you looking forward to that when you can?
Oh yeah, you better believe it.
What is your go to?
Wine.
Well, it depends. I'm a wine guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like red wines. You know, I like cabs. I like Pinot Noirs.
Yeah.
You know, and
a sick collection
I do
of
like
wines.
Yeah, do you have a wine?
He's a California. He's a California guy.
Do you have a wine cellar, Coach?
Yes, my wife has a wine cellar.
I bet she does. Nice.
Hey, Coach, I gotta give you the entire coaching staff props. But man, Scott Turner has been calling really good games the last 3 weeks. You're getting guys wide open, especially across the middle. I mean, Seattle couldn't get Metcalf open. I don't know why. They just couldn't get him open. But you're getting guys wide open. Scott's doing a great job.
I think Jack Del Rio's doing a great job on defense, too.
And Del Rio, of course.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, guys, more so than anything else, though, has been the success of the running game. I mean, that has really opened our play action.
Yep.
You know, I believe it's pro Football Focus, PFF. Mm-hmm. They do this packet that they release every week, for the broadcast, and we get to see the packet. And one of the comments in the packet really has been Taylor's success off of play action. Mm. And if you look at it, the correlation between running the ball successfully and successful play action is huge. You know, first of all, he does a really nice job with his play fakes, but because we're able to bring those linebackers up, force teams to put that extra safety in the box, it gives us an opportunity. And as one of you guys said, the guys crossing the middle are tremendously open, which was exhibited last night by a couple of the big throws that were right across the middle. I mean, DeAndre Carter's last catch you know, the evening was huge. And really, again, a lot of it goes to what we've been able to do as far as the run game is concerned.
Yeah, you mentioned the rushing attack. Gibby with 36 touches last night, including his reception. You know, in an era where there aren't a lot of workhorse running backs that get the ball 25 or 30 times, that's exactly what he did for you. And that's what he's been doing since you guys came out of the bye week. Bigger workload for him.
Yes. Well, you know, it's one of those things that when you get a chance to take a second, take a pause and really evaluate your football team and just saying, you know, we've been able to have success with this. We've been able to have success. Let's really take a look at what can we exploit against each opponent. And really, I mean, it's one of those things that as you're developing and growing, if it takes time, you want to see what your strengths are and what are some of the things that you guys can do really well compared to what we did last year. Running the ball as effectively as we have has really been, I think, the spark for a lot of the success we're having.
Hey, I want to, again, focus a little more on Taylor because we do all the time is talk about the kid's you know, limitations and he's undrafted, and I just hate that, and I'm guilty of it. But I love to watch him play. I mean, I absolutely do. And I don't know what the postscript on his career is going to be. I don't know what his ceiling is. But I do know that it's not a coincidence that, you know, and I thought Mark Sanchez pointed this out a couple weeks ago. You know, since Old Dominion, he basically has never taken number one reps, right? Ever.
Right.
And so, even though he's been in the league for 5 years, now he's had 12 weeks, essentially, because he didn't really get him in camp. 12 weeks of reps, right. And I'm seeing this kid, and I'm just a dummy, but I'm seeing him improve. He's not throwing all those floaters when it's not there. I mean, sometimes, I don't know, if you got JD just standing there, but he finds him. So I don't know what he can be, but I know what he is, and he's an effing gamer, and he's smart, and I'm here for it. I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. You know, his success, I think, is really also attributed to the fact that he is growing, developing.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it wasn't a plug and play guy. This is a guy that needed a little bit of development, and you know, we took our lumps for a few weeks in a row, but now you're starting to see it, and the confidence that he's gaining, the confidence his teammates are gaining in him is very evident. I mean, it's one of those things that, like I said, I've said it before, when he gets the ball in his hands, you kind of feel like something's going to happen.
I believe in him.
And so far, and so far it's been good. I mean, and hopefully we can continue that.
And you know this, you deal with a couple guys in personnel and salary caps and things like this. Should he prove himself to be a starter? And I think last week you said he's in consideration for next year. He's not expensive, which is a competitive advantage when you have a quarterback who starts that isn't a huge salary guy, correct?
Correct. I mean, and that helps your team. I mean, you know, if again, the big question we have to answer once we get into the offseason is, you know, where is our franchise quarterback or starting quarterback? Is he on the roster? Is he in free agency or is he in the draft? And we're going to evaluate everything. I mean, and we'd be silly not to consider him. You know, I mean, he's doing the kinds of things that I talk about, and that is, and we talk about as a coaching staff. We need a guy to manage the team. We need a guy to make plays when it's time to make plays. We need a guy to do the things that are supposed to be done in certain critical situations. You know, throw the ball away, slide when you should slide. You know, if we're running an RPO, hand it off when you should. I mean, those are the things that we have to take into consideration when we go through this. And he's doing a lot of those things right now. He's managed the game well. He's made plays when we've needed him to make plays. And then you see the off stuff. You see him running and then sliding when he should slide. Mm-hmm. You know, those type of things. So as he grows and continues to grow, our football team's growing. That's the other thing we have to look at. You know, and that was one of the things that I talked about last year, and we really saw that when I made the change, and then we got all the way to you know, we started with Kyle, and you could see the growth. But then when Alex came in and he really managed the game, then made the plays when we needed, and then did the off things that you're supposed to do, you saw the growth in the rest of the football team. And that's what a really good quarterback does. You know, as we climb, he pulls. He pulls the rest of his teammates with him.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I want to ask you specifically about, like, we've all been impressed with the offense. I think that Scott's finding his groove, as Taylor is. But the three short yardage calls there, where they were three straight, it seemed to be at least two of them the same play, right? And we don't execute. But my question is, and you've said this in the past, that Taylor, and you mentioned RPOs, that Taylor has the option to keep it. I know at least on two of them, as I'm sitting there on the couch screaming, I wanted him to run himself. Now, it's hindsight, but as I'm watching it, I'm like, did Taylor make the right call? That did he have the ability to pull that out and run it himself a couple of those times?
You know, you guys love to ask the game planning questions.
Well, it's not a game plan, but it looked like an RPO.
I don't want to sit here and say yes, he should have pulled it and ran, because if I say that, then everybody in America, because you guys are a big time show now. Everybody in America is hearing me say that yes, we should be running options off of those things.
Right. All right. So,
and did you get it? You didn't get it, did you? Golly, I tried to explain it to you. Yes, he should have pulled it.
We have tremendous reach, coach. We all know that.
Yeah, he should have pulled. So he said he's agreeing with me, right?
I don't think the Raiders coaching staff is going to listen to the show, but don't worry about that. Hey, hey, coach, let me ask you about kind of decision-making within the game. So the Sly injury was both good and bad, because it was good because it forced you guys to go for two to go up 17-9, but it was bad because you couldn't ice the game late. Can you give us an idea of what your game plan was there late? I know that Tressway's a lefty, so that kind of was presenting problems with Kyle Allen. So talk about those decisions.
It did, you know, and again, that's on me, because that's something that we should have really been considering all along, no matter what, is that what happens if he does get hurt. We should have practiced the left-footed thing. That comes back on me. But we just decided at that point, we're going for everything. Hey, you know, it's snowing out here, guys.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cold.
Oh, that's hail. No, I take it back. That's hail. So anyway.
That's worse.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, we should have practiced that left-footed thing. Unfortunately, he gets hurt. We decided coming out at halftime, talk to Scott about it, that, hey, just remember, Scotty, once we get in the field goal range, you got four downs. So you can call your third down accordingly. And if we score, and when we score, we're going for 2 points consistently. So we had already set that, and that's what we were going to do, and we were going to stick with it.
So you will bring in some kickers for tryouts, I'm sure?
Yes. Yeah. What we did, and I'll be honest with you, when we were literally walking off the field at halftime, I have my chief of staff. I told her, when we get in, let the scouts know that we need to find a kicker, and let's see if we get something done.
It's going to
be a minimum of 3 weeks. So
even with a kicker that doesn't run, he still needs that hammy to be 100% to plant.
Yes, the plant and drive. It was his plant leg, so to be able to plant and drive off of it. That. I mean, he was trying. I mean, he was in tears. I mean, Joey wanted to get back out there so bad.
Yeah,
you know, and you love it when guys do that. When guys want to get back on the field, and they're doing everything they can. I mean, you know, he had him do that kinesiology tape or whatever on the ham. He tried everything, and unfortunately, he just couldn't drive through it.
Right. I get it. All right, so let me ask you defensively, get back to that a little bit. And so the narrative that we're going with, Coach, the media guys, we're all coming up with this, the fans, is that, okay, we don't have Chase and Montez, these high pedigree guys, but we got other guys that are still great athletes, right? They're in the NFL. Everybody's great. I don't know if people understand. Everybody in the NFL is a great athlete. But they may not be like Chase and Montez. Maybe they're playing – this is the narrative we're going with. They're playing more within the team's structure. Not freelancing as much, because maybe they're not quite as talented as the other guys, and then we're getting better results. Or is it also, it seems like Jack is realizing, hey, we're not going to win with four guys up front because we don't have that same pedigree. We need to bring extra guys. We need to be a little more creative. Maybe it's a combination of both of those factors.
So I believe it's a combination of a lot of things. Not just that. I think one of the things that you look at, again, is exactly what you're talking about. The structure of what we do is really based on the four-man rush. And one of the things that when you're not generating with just the four men, you got to start bringing pressure. And I think part of it too is early on was we were expecting so much from Chase and from Montez that it was almost unfair.
Yeah,
you know. And the next thing that I really want to point out though is you guys look at it, you see the communication back there with the secondary for the most part. The things that those guys are doing right now is great. And we saw an example in the game of when we missed the communication, they caught that deep over. You know, for a big gain against us. And what happened was it was a miscommunication. It was really the only one we had all night. And the result of it was a big play. But after that, we went to the sideline, Jack and the coaches got together, made a couple adjustments, and those guys played stellar after that. You know, and I think that's one of the things that's helped is that a little bit more protection in the secondary helps that pass rush. It gives them an opportunity to put pressure on the quarterback. And again, Jonathan Allen, those tackles up front, have been pushing the pocket so well lately. That's really been hindering the quarterback's ability to find somebody underneath and step into the good throw.
Hey, Coach, real quick. I know Curtis Samuel was kind of on a pitch count, but when he got the ball there in open space, he's got so much speed. He's obviously a weapon. How did he feel after the game, and do you expect him to get more plays next week?
Yes. He looked good. He felt good afterwards. A big smile on his face. I mean, it was great to have him back. I mean, you guys know I have a background with him, and he's been part of playoff teams that I had in Carolina. And just knowing his opportunity and his ability to make plays, that's the thing that you know, we saw a little bit. He was very close twice on a couple of balls that he got outside on the edge, and somebody's able to come to the side and get him down. If he gets a little bit more going and he slips those, I'm telling you, it's going to be a quick six. So it's fun to watch him, see him back on the field. It was great to see Logan back out there too. You know, again, if we can continue to get guys healthy, get them back on the field, who knows what our opportunities will be as we go forward.
Coach Rivera, we all loved your post-game locker room speech. I'm wondering, do you even remember what you say? Is it just something in the moment? Do you plan out? And I'm actually calling on you. You know, if we ever get, you know, bad ratings, maybe you can call into the show and pump us up.
Hey, for a fee, I'll do anything, buddy.
For a fee.
You know what? It was the moment. And it's funny because as I start to feel better and better, you know, in terms of health-wise, my energy levels really begin to spike, and it's good. I mean, I'm progressing very nicely. Thank you. So that's, you know, the emotional parts. One of the things that I learned, and I understand that I need to be that guy. I need to be more of that guy. And so I'm working, trying to get myself up to do that so I can be that guy for our players and our coaches, you know, and the energy that the players are playing with, they're practicing with. I mean, they're coming to the facility with them. We got out of the break, you know, coming off our bye. And we practice on Monday and then practice on Wednesday, getting ready for Tampa Bay. The energy level was phenomenal. I mean, it really was. It was really neat to see. And we've been able to capture that and carry that. And we've got to maintain it as we go forward because, again, part of this game is about your attitude. You know, it's one of the things I preach with players. You know, and I've told them this, and they're probably tired of hearing me say it. But back in my day, you know, who we were, you know, we were the 85 Bears. And when we got off the bus, that was worth 7 points. Just showing up was worth 7 points. I said, guys, that's what we want to create here. We want to have the opportunity that when we get off our bus, when people see us coming, it's like, oh, hell. Well, that's worth something. You know what I mean? And so we're working towards that. But the way they've practiced, the way they've handled themselves these last 4 weeks, you know, has been, you know, really cool to watch. It really has. And you know, to me, it's just showing the growth of this football team.
Coach Rivera, what's the backstory on Taylor throwing the ball at the whiteboard in the locker room post game?
That's like a rock,
okay,
right?
First of all, rock. Yeah, first of all, it's a stone. Okay,
stone. Okay, it's all right.
David and Goliath.
And exactly. It's not a bit. It's the David and Goliath. Okay. Story. What I did getting ready for Tampa Bay was you know, and trying to find ways to motivate our guys and stuff like that. I started that Monday off by saying to the guys. Any of y'all ever heard the story of David and Goliath? And they all, yeah. I said, just remember, Goliath was a 7-point favorite. Okay? And then I said, so then on Wednesday, I came back and I said to the guys, I said, just so you know, in David's post-game interview, they asked him, how did he defeat the giant Goliath? He said he was too big to miss. And then I told the guys, just remember, fellas, for every giant, there's a stone. You got to throw your stone. And so I carried a stone with me. And after that after we beat Tampa, you know, they started chanting, throw the stone. So I threw the stone up against the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Last week in Carolina, I threw the stone again against the whiteboard. See, we have this whiteboard that has all the times and everything for the players so they know what's happening in terms of when they got to be out for all that. So we have one here in our locker room again. And last week I threw my arm out, so they wanted me to throw it. And you know, so Sheriff is screaming at me to throw it, and I told him I'll throw it when I'm damn ready. All right. So I said, let's take a knee and say the prayer. So we said our prayer afterwards. And then I was looking, and Taylor was standing in front of me. I said, hey, why don't we have a pro do it? And I threw him the stone. Well, he threw it up against the whiteboard, and the guys just went nuts. And yeah. it's the energy. Like I said, the energy right now is very positive.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know we got to run because we're way up against the break. But that win over Tampa, you know, Coach, you're a coach. You believe you can do anything, but we're fans. So many games look daunting. After that win over Tampa, the guys believe, the fans believe, totally different town. Well, every game looks beatable now. I don't care about that. I thought we should have forfeited against Dallas. And now I'm like, well, let's go. Bring on Dallas.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about wins like that, they're foundational wins. They're what you build off of. Yeah. Last year, the Pittsburgh win was a foundational win. You can build off wins like that, you know. So we're building off of what happened in Tampa this year, and it's something that the players have gravitated to, and they understand that when you get this kind of momentum, you got to do everything you can to keep it, because with momentum, it's hard to stop.
Yeah. Coach, enjoy the win streak, and best of luck against the Raiders this upcoming weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
That's head coach Ron Rivera of the Washington Football Team, presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Absolutely the best. For absolutely the best service, call 877-CALL-FUR or visit fhfur.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.